Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. The old saying is that baseball is a game of inches, but it applies to football, too, and it certainly applies to what happened to the Packers against the Bears on Monday night. When the Packers lost Aaron Rodgers to an injury in the first quarter, they needed to seize every opportunity to capture momentum, make a game-changing play if the chance was there. And they were seemingly inches away from doing that on several occasions. Let's take a closer look. We'll go right to the Bears' first touchdown. Watch the tremendous jump off the snap that Mike Neal gets on the pass rush around the edge. This is 3rd and 6 from the 23-yard line. And Neal has a great chance to sack McCown, but can't bring him down. And the throw gets over Tremont Williams for a touchdown, and the Bears have the lead. If Neal can get the sack, the Bears are trying a 47-48-yard field goal there, and at best, the game is tied 3-3. A missed opportunity for sure. Fast forward to the second quarter. The Bears lead 14-10, but the Packers have just pinned them on their own one-yard line. On first down here, B.J. Raji is going to make a great pass rush move and beat both the guard and the running back to get to the quarterback. McCown is able to barely get rid of the ball in time. You could make an argument for intentional grounding there, which would have been a safety. The sack or the penalty would have made it 14-12, and the Packers would have gotten the ball back before halftime. Instead, the Bears took advantage of the break. They ended up driving 93 yards, got a field goal before halftime, and led by 7. If you were to pick the biggest missed opportunity for the defense, it had to be 4th and inches midway through the fourth quarter. The Bears make the gutsy call to go for it in their own territory, and they'll run Matt Forte to the left. The players to watch for the Packers are A.J. Hawk and Morgan Burnett, who both are going to get a chance to make the tackle. Hawk beats his man, but the fullback just picks him up, and Morgan just misses on the outside. Forte gets the first down. If the Packers can make the play there, they're 30 yards away from a go-ahead touchdown. Instead, the Bears kill almost the remaining time on the clock the rest of the game, and they take a 7-point lead. Now, none of those was an easy play or an obvious mistake. They were just close calls that didn't go Green Bay's way. It wasn't just the defense that was inches away at times, though. The offense had its frustrations, too. We're early in the fourth quarter. The Packers have 3rd down just across midfield. One more 1st down, and the offense is probably in field goal range. Jordy Nelson is going to find a hole in the Bears' zone over in this area. The player who's going to wreck this is Julius Peppers. You can see as Nelson breaks into the clear, there's all kinds of space out here for that throw. But Peppers gets a mitt up there, deflects the ball. It lands harmlessly incomplete, but the Packers have missed another opportunity. Next, Packers 3rd down, very similar situation where one conversion means at least a field goal attempt. This time, Shea McClellan for the Bears will beat Marshall Newhouse with a spin move. But just as Wallace is trying to escape out of the backfield, James Jones breaks free over the middle. Wallace tries really hard to keep his feet here, and you can see Jones is open right there, but Wallace can't get the throw off, and it's another sack for Chicago. In all reality, those were just some of the close calls that didn't go the Packers' way against the Bears. Andrew Corliss had a sideline catch on 3rd down that he juggled, was ruled out of bounds, and the Packers couldn't score. Tremont Williams nearly made a great interception cutting across in front of tight end Martellus Bennett, but the ball bounced off his hands. Casey Hayward missed a tackle on Bennett just before the 4th and inches that would have made it 4th and long. All of those things added up to a 7-point loss. A game of inches indeed, or the Packers might have had a very uplifting win without their star quarterback. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.